everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and this is episode 46 of the Bobby Dooley podcast. And we're so very grateful and so very deeply happy to be with you on this edition of our podcast. We're going to move past the events of last night on the Phil Hendry Show. And the reason for that...
I don't know. I think you ought to deal with it head on, honey. And just and take it on. Take on the day.
Well, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, Steve. Not that I'm not up to it, but last night on the Phil Hendry Show, they had a lot of fun at my expense. A lot of fun. They were discussing what we had discussed very, very forthrightly and directly in a forthright way on our podcast yesterday, when we were talking about Kirsten Kusten Kuten Kuten Kirsten Bootman. Her name is, but the last name's Bootman. The first few names are very, very forgettable, really.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, anyway, Steve. And we had said the reasons that we were going to toss her and her family, not toss, but we were going to throw, we're going to get them, shove them out of here. And it had to do with her being in those pornographic films that we mentioned. Well, on the Hendry Show last night, Steve and I came on to, in a very adult way, explain this for Phil's wider radio audience, and they presumed to mock us, to laugh at us, because they're rather stuck up. Margaret Gray, especially, is very stuck up. They think they're better than everyone else. They just think they're so great, and they're not.
And talk about Phil Hendry and everybody.
On the Hendry Show, yes. And so we were the expense of the joke. And I told them that I wasn't going to stand for it, and Steve and I hung up. But I don't think it was fair. We were trying to talk about the she, he, and that became a cause for this long, drawn-out, really tiresome bunch of tittering and juvenile laughing on the part of Mr. Hendry and the really, truly, the gross idiots that he has working for him.
Yeah, he's got like an idiot in Dickman. He's got another idiot, too.
Yeah, and they're going, ha, 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 ha. And then we tried to tell them about the other aspects of what Kirsten Kusten Carton, whatever Bootman works at, and that was Steve, what was it?
Well, that's she on the she wee wee.
Yeah, the water. I don't want to say it. I'm a lady, and that was he and all of that. So we hung up, and I told Phil quite honestly. I called him back later. I said I've never ever in my life been made the butt of porno and a bunch of porno laughter, real perverts. And so I wanted you all to know that in case you never hear me on the Phil Hendry Show no more. Because I've said to him, I will not stand for that, not no more.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is that he's always telling me to shut up, shut up. He's always saying shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always telling my husband Steve to shut up. Really, in fairness, my husband Steve is a wonderful father and husband. He does talk way too much, and I have, you've heard me, slap his filthy face when he is too hot to look at or is just so stupid he needs to have his face slapped. And you know that, Steve, right?
Yeah, I do.
But where does Phil Hendry get off telling my husband to shut up? Well, he gets off at Hell Station, as far as that's where he should get off. He should get off at the station marked Hell, for all I care. I wanted to mention the opening music of the Bobby Dooley podcast, which is Walter Wanderley's Summer Samba. We always celebrate our Wintertacular with a Summer Samba because of the irony of it. And we've been told by so many people, Oh, Bobby, that's just great. Are you going to do the summer samba again in the winter tacular? And I go, mm-hmm, yes, I am. And
yeah, and Bobby will do, what you call that?
Well, it's called a mambo. It's a mambo step. And what I do is I come out as a way of kicking off our winter tacular. I'll go, what's the coldest time of the year? And everyone in the Homeowners Association goes, winter. And then I'll go, because I'm on the microphone.
Yeah, it's on a PA system.
And I'll go, and they'll go, what's the coldest time of the year? And they go, winter. And I go, but who's hot? And they go, you. And then I come out and I go, and you too. And then we kick in, do-do-do, do-do-do. And I do like a samba, which is the one foot goes out in front and then you shake your butt. Then the other foot goes out in front, you shake your butt up and down. You know?
That's like if a lot of people have ever seen I shouldn't say, but a lot of the dance, this on YouTube, I've seen girls wiggle. Well, I shouldn't say, but they wiggle butt.
Yeah, well, that's all right, Steve. I've seen that. Yeah, it's similar to that, except it's not gross the way they go, ooh, for the camera. This is more of a butt wiggle that it's called the samba, okay?
The elephant?
No, Steve, that is Simba.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. But the elephant needs to be, you've got to differentiate it out.
Why do I have to differentiate out the elephant?
Because people will say, oh, you got to, if they think you're doing the Simba, they'll go, oh, ha, 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 on account of being fat.
Well, no, I don't think so. But that's a good point. I'll keep it in mind. No, I don't do the Simba, which is an elephant. I do the Samba. So one foot out, do-do-do, butt wiggle. Another foot out, boo-boo-boo-do. And that is the summer sambas, the summer samba. And I'll do that across the stage. It takes a good, probably a minute and a half for me to go from one side of the stage all the way across, very slowly, do-do-do, do-do-do. And all the while, the crowd is supposed to be cheering because it's winter solstice time. Now, last year, for one of the few times, I think it was the only time, Steve.
Yeah, it was the only time that they didn't.
Last year, the cheering died out, and I'm halfway across the stage, and I'm going one wiggle, two wiggle. So it's like one leg and then two leg, or one leg and then the other leg. So it's going really slow. And the cheering died out, and then everyone sat down, and you could hear chairs creaking.
Come on, honey.
It's all right. It's just emotional. You could hear chairs creaking and then conversation, and I'm still one leg butt wiggle and the other leg. Oh, God. And I don't want to be caught halfway across the stage again looking like a horse's ass.
No.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Mervyn LeRoy. The Bobby Dooley Podcast is production of Phil Hendry and Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
Blow your nose, would you, Gene?
Sorry.
Two, one leg butt wiggle, another leg butt wiggle, another leg butt wiggle.